So what is the oddly shaped building lying between the labyrinth and cottage? Most people first encountering it believe it to be a former shed used by Laura for storage or other mundane things, but it is actually none of this. This building was the former home of Laura's bulldogs, Kip and his descendants, and has a story all its own. We don't know exactly when the doghouse was built, nor whom the builder was. There is some mention of its construction in one of Laura's letters to Marion, but until transcribing and archiving them has been complete, this small tidbit of information eludes my current search. What we do know are things about its construction. Were you able to peek inside, you would find a yellow tiled floor. Yellow was Laura's favorite color, and the tile on the cottage matches that found in the shower of Laura's downstairs bathroom, and likely came from the same batch used there. The inside walls and roof are unfinished, exposed beams and studs, and a single light was installed to the right of the door that would have illuminated the interior when Laura lived here. Windows lie at each end of the gables to allow natural light into the interior, and much of the wood used in construction was cedar, selected for durability. Part of the lore of Lichgate is the story of the heating and cooling for this doghouse. The story goes that Laura had air conditioning and heating installed for her pets years before any such installation was done for herself in the main cottage. Knowing Laura's love of animals, I don't doubt the truth of this bit of lore. Today, the doghouse is used for some storage and is in need of repair. Several attempts have been made to restore the doghouse over the years, and some work was completed during my time as curator at Lichgate, but much still needs to be done. It is my hope to address the repairs on this part of Lichgate's history in the near future and open it to the public as a part of a tour about Laura and her home.